This is Dr. Robert McNutt. Today's audio blog is dealing with a very common condition. That condition is painful knees from osteoarthritis. The patient is a 70-year-old gentleman who's been active up until recently, who complains of knee pain, went to his provider, and physician said, "I think you need to consider having surgery on your knee. We'll put a tube in your knee, we'll clean it all out, we'll take out any pieces of arthritis, and we think it'll make you feel better." Now, this is called arthroscopy. Arthroscopy is a surgical procedure that goes into the knee to clean it out, and it is a common procedure. And for length of stay in the hospital, for inpatient days of stay, it's the number one procedure, over 700,000 days of stay for arthroscopy. In the ambulatory care setting, it is one of the more common surgeries performed, just below Caesarean section and circumcision comes arthroscopy, and musculoskeletal surgeries are common. And the question is, are they any good? How do they help? Do they help? If they're so common, they're so prevalent, they must be good, right? Well, this is the data I'm going to show you. The graph that you're looking at, why don't you go take a look at it if you're not looking at it at this point in time. The clinical outcomes measured in this randomized controlled trial, which I'll talk about a little more in depth, was knee pain and functional outcomes of the knee measured on several different instruments. And it was a randomized trial of about 180 people who were randomized to get a true surgical procedure with either lavage, meaning washing it out with saline, or debridement, and that is taking out bits of material, versus a sham procedure. Now, the sham procedure was the cuts were made in the knee, and a simulated arthroscopic surgery was performed, but no real surgery. They then followed these people up over a year and found that there was no significant difference in any clinical outcomes between the real surgery and the placebo or sham surgery. Now, this study was done pretty well. The sham procedure was necessary because studies in the past have not had a sham. Arthroscopy is tested against no care, and people who know what they are getting and doctors who know what they've done give biased estimates of the outcome. This happens all the time, and that's why randomized trials require a true placebo so that we can see the independent contribution of the item being studied, in this case, arthroscopy. This study was blinded. The people who assessed the outcomes of the knee did not know what surgical procedures were done. They were done in people who had a relatively severe, moderate to severe osteoarthritis of the knee. One of the downsides, perhaps, was that it was all done in men. This was a veteran study, and this study was done in 2002. In 2008, the second article I present to you, another randomized trial was done looking to see if arthroscopy was better for taking care of osteoarthritis of the knee than not. And that study was a little bit different, smaller number of people, and the placebo group was physical therapy and medical therapy. Now, this study was well done also, and it was balanced such that people who got the arthroscopy also got the physical therapy and medical therapy follow-up, and the other group that didn't have the arthroscopy just got physical therapy and medical care. And again, when they followed them on multiple measurements of outcomes, pain and function, there was no difference, no statistical significant difference. In fact, in the first study that I presented of the sham group seemed to do a little bit better, but not statistically significantly different. There are other randomized trials out there that are well-blinded for meniscal repair also that have showed no benefit of this procedure that continues to be one of the most common. Arthroscopy is done at double to triple the rate of some of the other countries. It continues to be a high-frequency care item in the United States, and that's why I presented this data. It's tough to make a decision when you don't see a difference in outcomes. In the graph, I show what the pain scores were at 3 months, but there was no difference in the pain scores at any time period. And in addition, the people all had about the same drop from the original pain score down to a little bit better pain score after both the real procedure as well as the placebo. So these studies suggest that there's no beneficial therapy to arthroscopy for arthritis of the knee. When I showed this data to the patient, he decided to try a little better job with his physical therapy and exercise and did not accept the procedure on his knee. Hopefully this is be helpful for you should you face this decision. And it is a common one, as about 10 to 15% of all people over the age of 65 have knee pain due to osteoarthritis. Well, thanks for joining in today. A tough situation, but it's one of the common outcomes of good clinical studies. There's no beneficial effect of those treatments. It is sometimes good to know what doesn't work rather than what does work. Thanks for joining. Please leave comments if there's any questions. This is the way we will continue to learn rather than just these short little audio blogs. Or feel free to use the Ask a Question function for if you have any clarifications. Thank you very much.